SBS Radio.
SBS.
This is SBS Radio.
Studju bbażat fuq informazzjoni dwar iktar minn 300,000 persuna sa prabta każwali bejn id-depressjoni u ċertu mart. It-tobba jgħidu li dan l-istudji sejjajn biex jiġi żviluppat trattament iktar effettiv kemm għall-mart mentali kif ukoll għall-mart fiżiku. L-istudju sar miċ-Ċentru Awstraljan tas-Saħħa fl-Università ta' South Australia. Il-professur Elina Hipponen tajt li l-informazzjoni li nġabret turi li id-depressjoni tista' tikkawża sensiela ta' mart respiratorju, mart tal-qalb u mart li għandu x'jaqsam mad-diġestjoni.
So our study suggested that people with depression will have about 30% higher risk of cardiovascular disease, while the risk of asthma was increased by 23%.
Il-professur żied tajt li f'ċerti każijiet jista' jkun hemm raġunijiet sempliċi għal din il-konnessjoni.
We believe that it may be as simple as people who are affected by depression are not having the energy or do not take care of their healthy lifestyles and their diet maybe the same way as would be optimal for cardiovascular risk prediction. So it simply means that there's a need to pay attention to these healthy lifestyles even in the context of depression.
Minnaħa tiegħu il-professur Malcolm Hopwood huwa l-ex-president tal-Kulleġġ Rjali tal-Psikjatri tal-Awstralja u New Zealand u jgħid li d-depressjoni sinifikanti ilha żmien twil assoċjata ma' żieda fir-riskju ta' bosta problemi tas-saħħa fiżika li jinkludu bosta minnhom msemmija fl-istudju. Huwa jgħid li dan l-istudju jintroduċi r-rabta bejn il-ġenetika tad-depressjoni u ż-żieda fir-riskju tal-mart tas-saħħa fiżika.
Things at the level of the genetic risk score for depression opens up the possibility that genes that increase your risk for depression may be relevant to your risk for other disorders, saying that in fact problems throughout your body, including depression, may all have a common genetic component. And that's a really interesting new way of thinking about this overlap.
Il-professur Hopwood jgħid li l-istudju jipprovdi bażi biex ikunu żviluppati strateġiji li jaċċertaw li jkun hemm trattament iktar effettiv kemm għall-kundizzjonijiet tas-saħħa mentali kif ukoll dik fiżika.
The end point we're looking for here is better treatment of both depression and its related physical problems. That's what we want to achieve. And to do that, we need to understand how genetic risk and association between diseases actually boils down to mechanisms in the body. What are the pathways and mechanisms in the body that offer us a chance to intervene and to change this relationship? And this research points us in a new direction, but certainly doesn't give us all the answers.
Il-psikjatra Patrick McGorry mill-Università ta' Melbourne jgħid li l-istudju ieħor ippubblikat din is-sena fl-Istati Uniti juri kemm huwa importanti li s-saħħa mentali u fiżika jkunu trattati b'mod holistiku. Il-professur McGorry jgħid li l-istudju sab li ta' sikwit ikunu l-istess persuni li jkunu f'riskju ikbar kemm ta' mart serju mentali kif ukoll mart fiżiku.
The article was making the point we should really focus on expert and intensive treatment in a holistic way of young people who are presenting with mental ill health, because 75% of mental illnesses appear before the age of 25. If we focus on those young people, treat them really well for their mental illness and make sure their physical health is tackled in a preventive way, we'll really reduce the burden of both physical and mental illness over the lifespan. And this research here makes the same point, I think.
Il-professur McGorry jgħid li bosta drabi jittobba ma jagħtux biżejjed attenzjoni tal-bżonnijiet tas-saħħa fiżika ta' dawk li jkunu qed jirċievu trattament għall-mart mentali.
I think there's a blind spot in doctors for the physical health needs of people with mental illness, and that's one of the reasons they die 15 to 20 years earlier than everybody else. I think it's been a failure in medical research as well. People researching cardiovascular disease and cancer have not actually recognized mental illness as a major risk factor for these problems as well.
SBS.
This is SBS Radio.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.